Could have called the Lions Club for a little bit of help with that. Did he post it on Facebook?
There must have been 100 people show up.
Oh, good. Okay. It is 6 o'clock. We will go ahead and get started by calling the regular monthly meeting for Monday, June 17th to order. First, we have the prayer of invocation, Pastor Marie Colburn. If you'd like to step up to the podium and give us our prayer, please.
Okay. I thank you all for having me here tonight, and I appreciate it. And would you bow your heads for prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together as people who are concerned with Fettlesburg. Fettlesburg is our town, and we know, Lord, that it's important to us, but it's also important to you, because you have your children living here in Fettlesburg. And so we pray, Lord, that you would nourish our hearts as well as our minds with your love and your joy and your peace as we go about each day, but also that you would help us tonight as we go about the business of helping to make Fettlesburg a better town for us. And so, Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We lift up all things to you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor Coleman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Next on the docket, we have approval of the previous month's minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? And are there any corrections? Seeing none, can I get a motion to approve the minutes as distributed?
Make a motion we approve last month's minutes.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next is ordinance number 2021-06, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg adopting a general budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2021 and ending June 30th, 2022 and establishing a tax rate of 0.88 cents per $100 of assessed real property value and a tax rate of $1.65 per $100 on all commercial or business personal property and all railroad and utility property, establishing and adopting the same service and administrative fee for semi-annual billings as adopted by Caroline County, establishing a quarterly waste collection fee in the amount of $39.55 per quarter for commercial properties which receive waste collection services and for all residential properties located within the corporate town boundaries, and establishing a $6 per item charge for extra collection items. Ordinance number 2021-06 adopts the budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2021, ending June 2022. It sets the tax rate, establishes waste collection fees. This ordinance is available for introduction. For the public hearing on budget rates will be held June 21st at 6 o'clock. Is there a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-06 and schedule it for a public hearing on June 21st?
Make a motion we introduce ordinance 2021-06 and have a public hearing on June 21st. Is that the correct date? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Can I get a second?
Sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. You didn't want to read that giant ordinance again? Okay, next we have St. Michael's Winery request for consideration of partial reduction in sewer fees. Larry?
Madam Mayor, members of the council, you've got the email that was sent in a couple weeks ago requesting a reduction in the wastewater collection bill for St. Michael's Winery, given that a percentage of the water that passes through their meter is used in process and doesn't actually go into the sanitary sewer. They describe those particular processes, what gets combined with the juice concentrate, and then also what's used to hose down the 40-pound bags of grapes. In short, they'd like to have a reduction in their bill for a period of time. Again, they're asking that it goes back to 7 years. Staff supports a measure to reduce the wastewater bill and recognition of the amount of water that does not go through the wastewater treatment system.
Did you say what amount or what percentage? Or?
Shore Good Water, or Blind Industries, has a similar situation. They have two separate meters. One meter's their bathroom and office usage. One meter's what's product. And our system is set up to automatically subtract the sewer out of that so they don't pay for sewer on that meter. And when I talked to this gentleman a couple months or so ago, he talked about wanting a similar situation as them, so he wants to install a separate meter to to meter what they put in the product.
So basically, we just follow the protocol.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the best solution to me.
Works for me, but not his retroactive request there.
He should have done it sooner.
Yes, he should have asked about how we can help sooner.
You need that in a motion?
Please.
I make a motion that we allow St. Michael Winery to do a second meter to, show the offset in water usage.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is the approval of contract for the rehabilitation of the log cabin.
Yes. So you all approved the award to Victor McSorley. This agreement basically outlines that he has 90 days to complete the work upon receiving the notice to proceed. It caps it at the fixed price of $38,400. It does provide that the town will pay an initial deposit of $10,000 so that he can begin to purchase materials. And the contract is contingent upon Maryland Historic Trust review, approval, and funding. Other than that, it's pretty standard. He has to have insurance, get the appropriate permits and approvals. As a contractor, comply with all laws, ordinances, rules, and regulations, and then indemnify and hold the town harmless from any injury.
So do you just need a motion to accept the contract and the work staying at that price based on the approval of the Maryland Historic Trust?
Yeah, so all I need is you all to approve the agreement as drafted. He's already approved it. It's already got the contingencies within there, and it's got the fixed bid price of $38,400. Larry was able to work with him on the scope of work for what that $38,400 would include, and it's got it exclusively stated within this agreement, so we've got to complete items 2.1 through 2.9 for the $38,400 with no ability to go above and beyond that. So you just need to approve the agreement, and it's already contingent upon MHG's.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve the contract for the log cabin rehabilitation?
Make a motion we approve the agreement between the town of Fellowsburg and McSorley Construction.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is the review of proposed text amendments and administrative process related to Town Code Chapter 197, Articles 1, 2, and 3.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, this is a first introduction to a proposed, I'll say ongoing review of the town code. The issue of sidewalks has actually come up recently to the extent that we have had an individual resident go about the business of replacing his own sidewalk about a month ago, broke up the sidewalk, and then over time, over the last month or so, has slowly framed it, put in the aggregate, done some tree trimming, and this point, we're just ready for the actual concrete thing for it and the sidewalk to appear back where a sidewalk once was. Keep in mind, this is all in the town right away. The permit requirements for sidewalk are a bit, not the easiest to figure out. Also, working with the building official, we recognize that we don't have a standard for what constitutes a legitimate sidewalk construction. Sidewalks are apparently not in the building code, so as a result, there's not a standard to use. Also, should folks get into business, according to the ordinance, they need to put the sidewalk back the way they found it, which on its face makes perfect sense, until you realize that a lot of our, practically the majority of our ramps are not currently ADA accessible. They don't have the dimples. So if someone were to replace their sidewalk, get approval, go all the way to the curb, go all the way to the intersection, rather, replace that sidewalk and put it back the way they found it, they've succeeded in putting back in non-ADA accessible ramp. And those things become an issue. Again, we don't have a there is a standard for what that looks like. We currently don't have one adopted. So as a result, building official is working on that. We're looking either through national standards or some other local communities. The language is a bit wieldy. It does, out of the three set articles I've given you, the sections, half of them are violations and penalties. So apparently the founders of our code thought that requiring sidewalks to be an orderly process was sufficient enough that they put a violation and penalty section on each one of the articles, and that's fine. But staff does recognize a couple things. First of all, in Article, Article 1, Section 197-1, the actual permit removal requires approval by the mayor and council of Federalsburg. So arguably on its face, that means that someone interested in doing a sidewalk job comes to the town, comes to this meeting, and actually petitions for approval, which is not the situation we have with someone who wants to put on a roof, put on a rear addition, put up a fence, etc. That's all done to the building department. So in the process of text amendment, some clarity as to how much direct control over that work must be retained by the governing board compared to conveyed to staff as other elements of home repair, improvement, construction, etc. are conveyed to the staff to do. The question of whether some of the penalties are redundant, I just want to bring that up for consideration of whether all penalties and violations should be put into one single subsection. And then there's also the situation of drainage. Drainage is required, as you see, that the water is, the sidewalk needs to be put into a situation where the stormwater drains off of it and ideally into a public collection system that then moves the water off. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't, but that needs to be something that's, again, fully understood. And sometimes if a resident especially is taking on this to do it for themselves, they might not have the ability to really understand how water flows and where to take the water off their sidewalk compared to putting it into a gutter that ideally takes it off into a storm drain. So, and keep in mind, all this is in the town right away. So, the clear lines of what your resident is expected or a property owner is expected to do in public right of way, is approved to do in a public right of way. The development construction standard should be known in a public right of way. This way there's some continuity, and then over years we don't have a hodgepodge of sidewalks that have been assembled according to different standards. This is a start with that. You don't have a lot of people right now replacing sidewalks. There are a lot of sidewalks around town that could be, probably need to be fixed, repaired, aligned better with the curb, all sorts of things, let alone the situation with the ramp intersections. So this is just to introduce that. I'm happy to take any direction to pass along to the code official. This way we can bring back some better language presented to the attorney for review, because reference the
1930. And I was noticing that.
I guess it's been about 20 years I've replaced my sidewalk, and I come down here and get specifications of what I need to do. And I forget who the code enforcement guy was, but he gave me numbers, and I don't know where he got those numbers from, unless he just made them up out of thin air. So.
Probably one of the building codes. I don't even know if the building codes are that old, actually.
Yeah.
So is there, I mean, I was just looking at the thing now. Right now there isn't anything that says they have to do it within 30, 60, 90 days. And I mean, I would love that somebody's going to replace their sidewalk, but I don't want it to take a year.
Correct.
Because that does impede, I mean, in some cases probably what was there is better than them stepping off into a ditch and having a, you know, lot full of dirt and then they have to step up again to get back up to the other curb.
Well, have we ever established whose responsibility? Is it the homeowners for the sidewalk? Is it the town? Because me, I did it because I felt it was unsafe, but I took it out of my pocket. You know, so, you know.
So did I. I took it out of my pocket. Because my sidewalk was collapsing from when they did a repair job in the street, and it was sinking. Contractor had to put dirt in there to fill where it had settled. So, like that, I don't know if this all screwed because I just did mine and I really don't care. I wanted my sidewalk fixed. Now I want to get that mud hole fixed.
Yeah. No, actually, it came from the guy at the corner. And again, he's doing the right thing and he looks like he's doing a nice job.
On Green Ridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The issue is the sidewalk's been broken up for 5 weeks. And I understand when a contractor goes from this job to the next one. Property owner does it when they can. And if their ability is to work on the weekends, that's great, but that's 5 weeks without a sidewalk.
Mine was done within a week. Of course, mine was a driveway and sidewalk.
Yeah.
Steve Bollinger, you had a comment?
So again, anyone who wants to come and do a sidewalk, and we appreciate residents want to do it. I got some concrete work to do in my place as well. I just want to make sure I put in the right sidewalk.
And mine's 4 inches.
Yeah, right. And that would be typical with X inches of aggregate as well. The building official would go and do. And we talked about that. You do a pre-inspection, a pre-pour. And then final inspection. You don't want to make this cost prohibitive either because you want to encourage people to do those sorts of things. So it doesn't need to be a weighty permit, either expense-wise or process-wise. One, we just need to know people are filling it. Two, we need to know if they're going to go to an intersection or go to the corner that they don't put back a non-ADA compliant. Then that's on the town for today. Because we've allowed a non-ADA structure in our right-of-way when if you're going to remove it, it has to be put back in compliance. It can't be put back out of compliance.
Is that just a mold? The dimples? Oh, okay.
It's wonderfully. It's like a sheet, and it gets tamped down into the concrete.
Oh, you're talking about the yellow ring.
The yellow stuff, yeah.
Steve, did you want to make your comment?
Yes, I had a question regarding the sidewalk issue as it applies to where I've got damage already on my new sidewalk from when they repaved Liberty Road. So my question is that still going to be repaired, or do I have to now fix it?
So in my opinion, if the contractor damaged it, the contractor should fix your sidewalk, in my opinion. So was that at the time that the damage happened, was the contractor contacted and they said they would take care of it and it was never taken care of?
Steve had said he would take care of it after they patched the manhole cover that was too short on the asphalt. That's what caused the damage to the sidewalk.
So it was the contractor or it was our Public Works?
Our Public Works.
Okay. All right. Then we'll get it taken care of. We'll get it on Steve's docket to get it fixed.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Okay. So, I mean, I think there definitely needs to be some more clarity, and we definitely need to have some guidelines, and, you know, and if the numbers change, then maybe it just states in there based on the numbers at the time that this is what, you know, like the depth of the concrete or whatever.
No, when I said
concrete lingo is...
Yeah, one of the things was sidewalk itself had to be 4 inches, 48 inches, 4 inches thick, but the driveway pad had to be 6 inches.
Okay. Okay. All right, so I'm okay with... Is everybody okay with Larry taking that on and trying to get it straight so it's a little more understandable for everybody? All right. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Next is the date for the July regular meeting. So the first meeting in July is the July 5th, which is the federally observed 4th of July holiday. So my thought is we probably could just have one business meeting and make that the same night as the July workshop. Are you guys okay with that, or do you feel that we need to have, I mean, because then we would have a meeting almost a week and then another week if we end up with the two meetings, so.
Do it all one time.
Yeah, unless something comes up.
Okay. We just need to mention that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so can I have a motion that we have one meeting in July, and it will be the July, do you have your calendar?
19th.
That July 19th is our business meeting for July.
I make a motion we have one meeting in July. July 19th.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next there is a request for an executive session for personnel matters. Can I get a motion to convene into closed session, please?
Make a motion to go into closed session for personnel matters.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. You liar.
Ooh.